I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Another 4.7 aftershock hit Haiti yesterday, but Haitians appear to be more spiritually shaken than anything else. Missionaries Brian and Sarah Benich have been in Haiti with Touch Global for the past several weeks distributing aid, but have recently witnessed a phenomenon.
Last weekend, revival broke out, and pastors agree on that. Missionaries who've been here long-term report it as being a never-before-seen event. This weekend, a week later, you heard spontaneous praise meetings bursting out all over.
Next, a decade changes a lot in ministry, especially in one developing nation known as the Warm Heart of Africa. The innate friendliness of the people was a perfect fit for outreach, says Grace Ministries International's Sam Venton.
We began going into villages and holding crusades, and in the process of people coming to the Lord, you also would find Christian people who were maybe school teachers. And then we began just discipling.
Through this method, preaching points eventually became church plants. They're establishing a training center and expanding the evangelistic outreach and church planting ministries. And members of the Evangelical Alliance Mission, or TEAM, are on the front lines of the HIV crisis in Zimbabwe. The Stevens say TEAM Zimbabwe has developed a new HIV initiative study and is now actively recruiting for it. Roughly 15% of Zimbabwe's population are AIDS orphans or widows. Pray for the TEAM acting as the hands and feet of Christ at Karanda Hospital. They're hoping to open doors for ministry through the hospital's HIV/AIDS treatment program. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news. Tell people like you to be doers of the word and not hearers only. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also click on the link at missionnetworknews.org where you can see a sample and subscribe. I'm Greg Yoder.